Welcome to Vita Poetica Journals podcast. We're an online journal featuring creative work explored through a spiritual lens and a publication of the Vita Poetica Arts and Faith Collective. I'd like to introduce a poet and a visual artist today. Our poet is Ellen June Wright, and she'll be reading her poem, The Lake. Our artist is David A. Goodrum, who will be introducing some of the photographs published in our spring 2023 issue. Ellen June Wright consulted on guides for three PBS poetry series. Her work was selected as the Missouri Review's Poem of the Week in June 2021. She is a Cav Canem and Hearst Wright alumna and received Pushcart Prize nominations in 2021 and 2022. You can follow her on Twitter at Ellen June Writes. David A. Goodrum is a photographer and writer who lives in Corvallis, Oregon. His photography has graced the covers of several art and literature magazines, most recently Cirque Journal, Willows Wept Review, Blue Mesa Review, Illinois Review, Red Rock Review, The Moving Force Journal, Snapdragon Journal, and many others. Additional work, both photos and poems, are available at davidgoodrum.com. His artistic vision has always been to create a visual field that momentarily transports you away from hectic daily events and into a place that delights in an intimate view of the world. And I encourage you to head to our website where you'll be able to see the photographs that are published in our spring issue. And you can find the direct link for that in the episode description. Here first is Ellen June Wright.
The Lake. I have a friend whose adult son fell ill. Within a week, he died. It's been months, but she cries as though she just held him in her arms and watched his eyes close for the final time. She's joined the ever-growing body of grief, grief heavy as ship's ballast tied round her waist. She wants me to pray for her son. I'm no priest. I have no prayers for the dead. I pray she is able to cut the binding, swim to the surface, dark as storm clouds, inch her way back to the serrated shore. Sit at the edge, black as beast eyes, look at the lake, and not wade back in.
Hi, this is David Goodrum. Much of my artistic work focuses on nature, captured as I move in and out of the spiritual states nature offers. Between variations in landscape and topography, between micro and panoramic perspectives, between the personal garden and wilderness, between seasons. My intent is to capture imagery and experiences that might instill in others, as they do for me when I make them, a sense of calm and tranquility. I hope to create a visual field that momentarily transports you away from hectic daily events and into a more spiritual place that delights in an intimate view of the world. In the quickness of our modern lives, we often lose the small details as we step over them, look away, stare straight ahead, distract ourselves with devices. Instead, my photos are from experiences of pausing and contemplation.
That was David Goodrum speaking about his photographs published in our spring 2023 issue. Before that, you heard Ellen June Wright reading her poem, The Lake. You can find the direct links to Ellen's poem, as well as to David's photographs, in today's episode description. This concludes our spring season of the podcast. There were a number of poems, visual art, and other features that we weren't able to include, so be sure to head to our website to see the spring issue in full. Before signing off, I do have a small request for our podcast listeners. If you've enjoyed listening to the podcast, One thing that helps us reach more people is if you could write a review on whatever platform you use to listen. The podcast is really an extension of our quarterly online journal in a format that we hope makes it easier for busy people to engage with the arts and spirituality. Instead of sitting in front of a screen, we hope that these episodes, both short and long form, can accompany you perhaps on a walk or a drive or as you're doing chores around the home. So if you could take a moment to rate and review the podcast, that would help it become more visible to others. You might also consider sharing this with someone who might be interested or making a donation to help sustain the work we're doing to publish creative work that engages spirituality. You can find links to share and donate in today's episode notes. Thanks so much for your time and your support. You can learn more about Vita Poetica at the website in our podcast description, www.vitapoetica.org, where you can find details on how to submit to the journal and other ways to get involved. Thanks for listening, and more soon.